This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
533, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday, and you know what happens on Wednesday at 533. We got our buddy Mike Dickinson, who is with us, and he is our citizen reporter. There's nobody better, and he's following stories that I got to tell you, nobody else is looking at, and that's a bad thing. And Jason, I don't even want to say his name, the superintendent of schools for Richmond Public Schools, who can't figure out how to actually educate kids or rebuild schools or get supplies in the classrooms. He's all excited because Tiny Tim Kaine and the other one have said there's going to be $15 million extra dollars for RPS. Makes you wonder how Mr. Cameras is going to squander that. Anywho, Mike is with us. Mike, thanks for being here, man.
Anytime for you.
Okay, well, I appreciate you being here. Tell me exactly what is going on at RPS, and why did the superintendent find himself just, you know, so doggone excited?
So apparently there's some grant program going around the whole country to school systems for green energy, green initiatives and things like that. And Jason Cameras is very happy. He's going to get $15 million of it. Mark Warner and Tim Kaine made a great big deal. They have secured $15 million to go to Richmond Public Schools for training on green energy, green climate change, and green jobs. So I don't know how. I mean, so we should be outraged about this $15 million of taxpayer money going to waste. I mean, it's going to Richmond Public Schools. Jason Cameras can't run an ice cream stand, much less manage a school. I mean, if you look at Jason Cameras' time as Richmond school superintendent, The amount of money that he has lost and is not accountable for and has lost and just, you know, he had a school burn down. He can't control. He doesn't know how to budget bus drivers. I mean, you've got bus drivers making $50,000 in overtime. You've got $1 million of lost laptops. Right. And you've got this guy, Jason Cameras, just, oh, I want to lead with love. I don't, you know, he has no idea what he's doing. So giving him $15 million to spend should be criminal. I don't know what they're thinking, putting him in charge of anything other than dumping the trash.
Yeah, well, you know what, Mike? I don't know that I would trust him to do that. I really don't. I mean, he's got nothing but time sitting there in the edge shed. I guess he's busy, like, updating LinkedIn and Indeed and stuff, because once his main benefactor, his bestest buddy, LeVar Stoney, is out of office, I mean, I don't know what the good Mr. Cameras winds up doing, but, man, he's probably going to look for another one of these gigs where he can bring in the smoke and the mirrors and the dogs and the ponies and fool everybody for a couple of years.
It's funny because in a lot of these mayoral forums for the next mayor of Richmond, they're all far left Democrats. Richmond's not going to get any better in that regard. But they've all agreed that they need to have a clean break from the LeVar Stoney administration. And they plan on getting rid of pretty much all of Stoney's people, which means hopefully after December, Jason Cameras will be booted out and doing something that he's more qualified for, like counting baseballs at a Little League field. That's about all he's qualified for.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. What are you taking from these mayoral debates? They really do seem to be pushing themselves to be even further left-wing nutty than the person who talks before them.
Yeah, they've all taken a page from the National Democrat Committee and seeing who can outleft the other outleft. I mean, you've got Harrison Rodae. He wants to make abortion the key. He wants to make a national issue, a Richmond issue, and he's Mr. Abortion. Abortion up until the day of birth. He thinks that abortion is perfectly legal, and you can kill the baby up until the day it's born. And then you've got Addison, Andreas Addison, yep. And he is Mr. You know, let's spend money on green initiatives. I've been on city council for 8 years, and all I've done is spend a bunch of money. I haven't actually done anything, and I haven't actually stood up for the people, but I'm good at spending money and not being accountable. That's Andreas Addison. And then you've got Dr. Danny Avila. He was Ralph Northam's point man during the COVID scandemic, and he believes that the government has, I mean, we should be scared to death of him, because he believes that the government has the fundamental right to shut down your business if they declare it to be a public emergency. As we saw in 2020, public emergency is very vague in the proof that's required to prove that something is a public emergency. It's pretty much just, we've got, you know, a quack doctor that says this, and everyone has to wear a mask, everyone has to be vaccinated, and everything. So we've got that cast of clowns running for mayor.
Yeah, man, I just don't know. I don't know how you save the city when you've got this collection of people who seemingly are determined to make it even worse. It's just an awful situation to be in.
Well, you wonder where some of the people, the conservatives, are that could have run for mayor, and some of the organizing was because, you know, they didn't put up a candidate. So all the conservatives that live in Richmond, the Richmond GOP committee, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
They're ineffective. They don't know what they're doing. They don't have candidates in. So it's, you know, I guess the complaint is it's hard to say that we should be doing something different when the conservative leadership in Richmond doesn't do anything other than have subs and eat at Publix.
Jeez. It's just craziness. It's absolute craziness. Give me a sense of some of the other stuff that is going on, because, Mike, I'm looking at a few things I know that you have been covering, and I'm trying to think of the one that's probably the best, but you got a lot of stuff coming out, actually, about Minnesota. You two have been looking into this Tim Walz, and it's the wife of a former Minnesota Vikings player who talked.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's about how that guy ran Minneapolis into the ground.
It's ridiculous. Minneapolis used to be a vibrant Midwest city.
Yeah.
It used to be a college town. It was a very nice town, and this guy, Walz, is just destroyed it. I mean, between the public education system teaching kids to be anti-police up there, so there's a riot every day, between the infusion of illegal immigration, you know, very much spearheaded by Ilhan Omar,
yep.
And just this general attitude up there, they changed the state flag to almost resemble that of Somalia. I mean, it's ridiculous what's going on in Minnesota. And I mean, can you imagine if they changed the Virginia state flag to be that of to look like another country? It would be ridiculous.
But that's
what they did in Minnesota this year. It's sad that Walz is no good, and hopefully we'll get him talking and we can expose his far left positions. Right now the legacy media is still, you know, they're still praising Kamala Harris and him, and oh, they're the next great thing, and not being critical of them anymore.
Yeah. Mike Dickinson is joining us, and I want to remind you, Mike does some great citizen-style reporting, a lot like Andy Ngo. That's how I always look at Mike these days. Mike, you are celebrating a rather dubious anniversary, right? A year ago, you were looking. Okay, tell everybody what the 1 year mark is that we are observing today.
Well, so it's interesting that all the Democrats today are outraged about Glenn Youngkin appointing somebody that he's been appointed to the board of visitors at George Mason, and he has some loose affiliation with Project 2025. And they're all outraged. LeVar Stoney's crying about it on X, and so was everybody else. But they've said nothing about last year at this time. There was Susanna Gibson was going online every single day at the poster timestamp, making sex videos, posting them online, soliciting tips, and then running over campaigning with Shannon Taylor, the Commonwealth Attorney of Henrico County, big Virginia Democrat running for Attorney General, hanging out with Abigail Spanberger, U.S. House Representative, running for governor, and they've not apologized or said anything about embracing her when that is a far more, you know, pretty much disgusting thing that Susanna Gibson was doing. Oh. You know, the Democrats need to realize if they're going to cry and boo-hoo over every time a conservative says something that upsets them, they need to be ready to apologize, too. And not one of them has apologized or disowned Susanna Gibson for all of her video frolicking that she did, and, you know, possibly illegal behavior when she was talking about some of the stuff she was doing.
That's right.
On the videos.
Mm-hmm. Now, do we have anything at all? Was it the CA in Louisa that was looking into some of this?
So the Commonwealth Attorney in Louisa looked into it, and they said because it is a state board of elections issue, it would go to the Secretary of the Commonwealth, Kelly G. Okay. And it's been there on her desk, and I haven't heard, I haven't been able to get an update from her, but it is on her desk. And I think that in Virginia, we need to get some stronger laws when it comes to these elections forms that candidates fill out. Because as we saw with Senator Hashmi, as we saw with Susanna Gibson, it's just there doesn't seem to be any bite to them. It doesn't seem like, oh, you can sign this and say this, and at the end of the day, nobody is accountable for it. There's no, it's a dog with no teeth.
No, I think you're absolutely right. And speaking of that, Shannon Taylor, who is the nominal Commonwealth's attorney in Henrico County, of course she's busy running for attorney general. She certainly should have been looking into a lot of this, right? But did she whiff again?
Yeah, she hasn't done anything with Susanna Gibson, and you know why? She endorsed her early. They had documented. I mean, Susanna Gibson was at a lot of Shannon Taylor events in the summer of 2023. She was so comfortable with Shannon Taylor that, you know, Susanna was making videos during the day last August. During the day, she'd be making videos and then going to campaign events for Shannon Taylor at night. And you know as well as I do, if it was a conservative.
Yep.
The media would have been front page every single day, and that person would have been all over the local news. But here in Richmond, the national news jumped all over the story, but the local media narrowly said a word. They didn't touch it.
I have to wonder, Mike, how many of the guys, especially at these evening events for Shannon Taylor, were looking at Susanna Gibson going, "Don't I know you?" Right?
You would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just the Democrats want apologies on everything, and they don't apologize. They're not accountable for any of their own behavior. And so Scott and Louise Lucas and LeVar Stoney, they need to stop crying and demanding apologies every time somebody upsets them unless they're ready to be apologizing for their behavior. I mean, Susanna Gibson, everybody who is a parent in Henrico County and the Richmond area should be disgusted by her behavior.
Absolutely.
And then the fact that she tries to play victim, you know, oh, it's an invasion of my privacy.
That's right.
When she put the stuff online herself and solicited money herself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, it was all about raising funds. Hey, Mike, I want people to follow you. What's the best way for them to do that?
They can follow me over on X, MikeD4RVA, MikeD4RVA on X.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson, MikeD4. It's the number four, MikeD4RVA over on X. He's doing some great investigative journalism, citizen reporter, lots and lots of good stuff. And it's always good to have him as part of our little lineup here, Wednesdays at 5:33. It is 5:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.